A reading from Matthew 6, 28-30. And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?
O you of little faith. What is Jesus talking about when he refers to clothes? And I don't think he's just talking about covering yourself up, but I think he's talking about if you're worried about the clothes, you're worried about your fashion, and you're worried about the outward signs of who you are in terms of the community you live in. Clothes are a symbol of wealth, of position, of status. I think that's part of what he... And then he turns to a natural comparison and again, points our minds away from focusing on the wrong thing so that they can focus on the mind can focus on the right thing.
In these two back-to-back passages, he's speaking to the very basics of life, what you eat and drink and what you wear. And he then makes the analogy of creation, which is inanimate, does not have soul or moral response, is cared for by God and reflects his beauty. We tend to get lost in the things of this earth, and we forget how well he cares for us and watches out for us. And, you know, latent in this is that whole idea of tomorrow is unknown, and will we trust God today when we have the provisions that are before us?
Yeah, that is something he keeps on coming back to. But again, it's when we live in the world, who amongst us has not concerned themselves about what they wear and all of the things that, you know, eat up our time and our energy and our I think, well, he doesn't say it here, I think clothes and status are a huge thing. Perhaps less for men, but take the military. I mean, it's not just the uniform you wear, but it's all of the medals on the uniform that tells you what your status is in terms of the community. I don't know if he's talking exactly. He does talk in the treasure passage about that to a certain extent, but whatever he's expressly saying, to me, he is reminding us of how often we put our focus on the absolute wrong thing.
And that's the challenge we have is he's put desire within us for advancement, and so hard work and moving forward and having a better life is a very natural thing, which is kept in tension with trusting that God is the provider of everything. And it's like the tension between thanksgiving and desire. We have desires within us. Those are things that God has put, but at the very core they become obsessions when there's not a good foundation of thanksgiving. And Jesus is trying to root people back to the reality that we bring worry into our own life by a choice, and we can have a choice to say, no, I'm going to count on God to be the one who clothes me and is the one who provides for me that I have food to eat.
We don't know, but how do you think this message is being received? Because he has many people listening to him.
Some people are receiving it and saying, ah, this is a good message. And others are saying, this guy's crazy. I would never follow anything that he says. Jesus is both stumbling block and also Lord. And a lot of it is depending on how we respond to his message.